Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, senior college football writer. If you follow college football on a national level and want to know more about the business of college football, I'm not sure anybody has followed it more in depth or, frankly, broken as much news over the last year to 2 years than Ross Dellinger. He joins us from Yahoo. Ross, I appreciate you joining us, buddy. A lot of talk in the last 2 years, really, ever since NIL came about the future of college sports, what it's going to look like. Who are they going to be? Employees, not employees? Is Title IX going to be a part of it? All of this stuff. And recently, we got a settlement put forward in the House case that said, okay, look, this is what we're going to do for back pay, basically, for players. And now it gives us hopefully a potential blueprint of what the future might look like. But there's a lot of things to go between here and there. So first of all, welcome to the show. And second of all, I'm throwing you into the frying pan right off the bat. What's going on in college football, and where is all this stuff at right now?
Yeah, it's good to be on. It's a crazy time. A lot happening. We do have a settlement, like you mentioned there, and the settlement is we've kind of been building up to this point in college athletics for a long time. The point where the sport agrees to directly share revenue with athletes. At the top of the sport, the major conferences have gotten so rich in signing big television deals that finally, the courts have said, you got to share money with athletes. That's kind of the bottom line. That's the simplest way to put it. And so finally the leagues have agreed to do that. Going forward, starting next year, probably July, August, 2025, schools will be permitted, not required, but permitted to share as much as, $22 million with athletes annually. And the hope is that this settlement will bring a little bit more stability to college athletics, and it will protect college sports from future lawsuits, which have really been somewhat catastrophic for college sports.
It's very interesting to me. You mentioned the $20 million figure, roundabout, essentially, right? We don't have the mm-hmm. exact data yet, I don't think. But what was interesting to me is you also reported on something that just occurred earlier this week, and that's that the Big 12 now is contemplating its name change to Allstate. And then you had I think you broke the news about the AAC also looking into something similar. Then we have Brett Yormark in the Big 12 also looking into private equity as ownership as part of a league. Yet it's interesting to me that we also have the number being stuck at 20 million as the leagues and the universities go out and try to up the ante. Is it ever going to get to be a part where it actually may be revenue sharing as opposed to just a flat rate fee that's going to the athletes? Has that been something that's been talked about?
Well, so the way they get to the 20 million, which it probably will be more like 22, 23 million. We don't exactly know what the figure will be, but it will. We do know that the settlement agreement is for 22% of an average of athletic department revenues. And so they're using ticket sales, TV rights, and sponsorships, those three main athletic department revenues. They're taking those from each power conference school, and they're getting an average. And 22% of that average will go to athletes. That average will change. That's why we don't know quite yet what the number will be for year one. And it'll change. It'll go up year two, go up year three. There's a look-in in year four. It'll be reevaluated, recalibrated. It'll be different. So as those revenues go up, the money that will be set aside for athletes to share will go up. So an increase in ticket sales means an increase in that average. An increase in TV revenue means an increase in the average, and thus an increase in the salary cap and the amount of revenue that can be shared with athletes. So, you know, a lot of people wonder how they got to that 22%. You know, if you add in scholarships, it's about $15 million every year that athletic department and the power leagues at least spend on scholarships. And then you add in other athlete benefits, training table, the medical expenses, you get an extra about $10 million per school per year. And so you end up inching closer to that 50% mark, which is kind of the professional, figure that you often see of revenue sharing, athletes getting about 50% or 49%. I would say it's in between 40 and 45% when you total in everything. And so that's kind of how they got it. But to get back to your question, it will go up based on, you know, as athletic department revenues, you know, increase, it will go up. And now, when you're seeing all this stuff with naming rights and field corporate logos and different sponsorships, those are sponsorships. So it falls in the athletic revenue category of sponsorships, or it should. And so that will drive up the average, and that will drive up the amount that has to be shared with revenue or with athletes. So in a way, all these deals, a portion of these deals, you know, roughly 22% of it, right, of every little deal is in a way going to athletes.
Yeah, I was unaware of that. And so thank you for you just educated me a little bit, to be fair. All right. You talked about the logos on fields, and this is interesting because I met you for the first time, actually, down in Destin a couple weeks ago. And at that time, Ross, I went to all the media availabilities, et cetera. And you were asking just about everybody up there about, hey, what about logos on fields? What about this kind of a sponsor arrangement, et cetera? It was clear that you had some insight that this was coming down the pike a little bit. And so you were trying to get your answers. You know, what are your thoughts on this? It's pretty clear the SEC is not pushing for this, at least from their vantage point, but other leagues might as a way to generate more cash. What's your take where it all ends up? Is everybody basically, is it going to end up being the Chick-fil-A SEC conference or All-State 12, or what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, you kind of have tiers in college athletic financial tiers. SEC and Big Ten certainly are on one tier, and, you know, in Big 12, ACC are probably on another. You probably have then the group of five that are on another tier. And even within the group of five, you probably have a split in resources as well. So everybody that's on a tier lower than the next is trying to compete to generate more revenue to compete with those above them. And so the SEC and Big Ten has nobody above them, right? So they're kind of set. They have enough TV money. They have enough college football playoff distribution money coming. They probably have enough sponsorship money coming. All the other ones below them are trying to generate more and more revenue, one, to pay athletes from this revenue sharing, but also just to compete with them. And where do you find that? Well, untapped revenue streams. And one of them is sponsorships in corporate sponsorships on football fields, maybe eventually on jerseys, naming rights to things that we're not used to having naming rights, like the name of a conference. You're going to see more and more of that. I think that everybody in the group of five is looking at a naming rights for their league. Conference USA is probably further down the road with Globe Life. Big 12 is obviously further down the road with All-State in doing it. So everybody's looking for a little more revenue to compete with those above them. And we're going to continue to see that.
All right. I got to ask you, this next piece is going to be Texas specific. I looked up on your bio and I saw that you were from Louisiana in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. I hear a little bit of that deep Southern draw with you that we have here in Texas. We have a little bit of it in Houston, too. I grew up in Houston, so I get it, man. Got a question for you. Longhorns going to the SEC. Did you ever think that that would happen in your lifetime, et cetera? Or was this just a fait accompli now that you've been covering the national scope for so long and you felt this was all coming, another round of realignment? What's your thought on that? And then also talk a little bit about the Longhorns and OU joining the SEC overall.
Yeah, I never really thought that that Texas was going to remain in the Big 12 permanently. That didn't seem like the direction that was heading. So I thought eventually, whether it be them breaking out into an independent, because they're probably big enough to do that, one of the few in the country big enough to be an independent, or join, you know, the likes of the Big Ten or SEC or even ACC. I thought that was a possibility, or the Pac-12. Obviously, 10, 12 years ago, we know how close that was to happening. So I never really thought they were that long to be in the Big 12. I didn't know that the SEC would be the place for them, especially after Texas A&M's move to the SEC and their dissatisfaction with probably Texas's addition into the league. So I never thought that would be something maybe that would happen. But, somebody in the SEC once told me when Texas knocks on your door, you should open it because they're going to go to the next house down. And so the SEC opened it, and here we are.
Hey, let me ask you this. What do Texas fans, and you've covered games in the SEC, the Big 12, et cetera. What do Texas fans have to look forward to entering the SEC? It means more, we've been told. But what is the reality of that in your estimation, Ross?
Yeah, I've spent more time in the SEC, going to SEC games than any other league. Grew up in the region, and it's hard to explain the kind of the passion for SEC football in that swath of footprint of states, especially states that don't have a professional football team. Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, so it is, it's all that those people have. And I think that's, it just means more. I think that's where it comes from. There's sometimes nothing else more in those states. They're very small population centers, and there's, it's built around Saturday SEC football games. And the passion is pretty incredible. And I think what you see in an SEC stadium is only on par or surpassed by what you see in European soccer, in the Premier League, in the reaction, the fan reaction, and the fan passion. So it's an incredible experience. There are things that I'm sure Texas fans will see, venues that they'll go to this year that they've never been to, and they're incredible. They're cathedrals of football. I have a book, a big picture book type thing that's the cathedral, Saturday cathedrals of football, and they take it very seriously. Take their teams, their schools, their game day atmospheres incredibly seriously down in the SEC. And I'm sure Texas and their passion for football will fit right in.
Last question for you. Big picture, what do you think happens next with all of this NIL/ revenue sharing? What's on the horizon for college sports and college football in particular?
Yeah, we're college sports is just, it's in an evolution. The first step was paying college athletes, cost of attendance, which is very small in the grand scheme of things. Then it was the Alston education stipend a couple few years ago. Then it was NIL. And now it's going to be revenue sharing from the school. And there's going to be a next evolution. It's probably going to be employment or collective bargaining of some sort. That is probably on the horizon. Unless college athletics gets some kind of assistance or help from Congress, they'll probably eventually be named employees. But for now, we're heading toward the revenue sharing evolution of college athlete compensation.
All right. That is Ross Dellinger, senior college football writer of Yahoo Sports. Ross, you do a terrific job. You really, really do. Service to a lot of people out there. Make sure you check out Ross on Twitter, also on Yahoo as well. Just a wonderful follow, by the way, for breaking news, et cetera. Ross, thanks so much for your time, bud. I hope to see you at a Texas game sometime this year, man.
You will. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. Take care now.